every time they run across each other.
Kale Carolina Jackpot Hall.
The South Carolina Gamecocks are weaker than a plate full of piss.
The Rob and Kale Podcasts.
Let's go!
Hopefully, I am joined by my buddy Carolina Jackpot. He is off this evening. He is working this evening, so he's off from here. But yeah, he sent me a message earlier that he had to work this evening. So with that, I'll be doing the show on my own, which is good. I can still do this on my own. Whoops, I'm messing up my stuff here. But those who used to watch the rundown every day, you know how that is. Do the show by myself, and I got plenty of stuff to go there for you. Let me bring that up a little bit for you. There we go. That should help a little bit. All right, anyway, I've got good stuff for you today. Virtual Jackpot, he joins us.
What's going on, motherfuckers?
There you go. Jackpot, how did you feel about the game today? Of course, we got to talk a little bit about the brawl at up in Greenville at the Bilo Center. Yeah, I pretty funny and sad at the same time. Obviously, if you want to get involved with the show, the link is in the description. Go over there and you can join us whenever you want. I'll post it over there in the comments section right now. Normally, Jackpot's here, and I don't have to do all the talking, and that's fine. But I can hold my own. And the wife's over here with her comments from the peanut gallery. We don't need her nonsense tonight. Big Barney Ross, friend of the program. Please go and check out his channel, the Kentucky Blue Balls channel. Last night, he had a one-on-one interview with Rick Barnes that was really funny. He had questions for Rick Barnes, and Rick Barnes tried to answer them, but didn't really do well. So I titled the video tonight, Teams That You Hate. And what I mean by teams that you hate, there are certain teams that you just, when you just hear about them, you're like, ugh, really? And a lot of it has to do with the fan base of that team. You know, you can sit here and be like, all right, I like this team, whatever. I like that team. But the fan base on this team may drive me crazy. But there are certain teams that you're just like, ugh, I just can't stand them. So 247 Sports put out some of their worst or their teams that people hate the most. And generally, they're championship teams. I think one of the teams on the list was like Southern Cal, the Reggie Bush, Reggie Lineheart teams, and our Reggie Bush teams and all that. Yeah, people didn't like those, the Matt Leinart team and all that. People didn't like them because they just ran over people. Lisa says it's South Carolina. David says it's LSU. Billy says Rick Barnes owns John Calipari. Well, not this weekend, he didn't. So there's that. Anyway, we're talking about teams that you don't like, and I did that because the game today between South Carolina and LSU, those two teams don't like each other, and the Gamecock fans in my feed were calling LSU players and fans thugs and everything else. So I'm going to bring a little moment of truth to you here. LSU and South Carolina are basically the same thing on the women's basketball front. They get big physical players. They try to beat you up. And South Carolina uses depth to knock you off. LSU, they try to beat you up. That's what they do. So for South Carolina fans to be calling the LSU players thugs is comical at best. But I have to give this – I want to play this clip from Kim Mulkey here. And this is in the post game today. And it's really, really interesting because of what she says. I'm going to play this for you here really quick. Listen to what Kim Mulkey says after South Carolina and LSU. They had, like, both benches got ejected. Just a fight. Players, brothers jumping in. All kind of nonsense. This is what Kim Mulkey had to say today, which was pretty interesting.
Do you realize there was only one foul called on each team with 2 minutes to play in the fourth quarter? Are you kidding me? That might have created some of that. Not the way we play. We're going to foul your ass. Not the way they play. They're going to foul your ass. But you only blew that whistle one time? Think about that now. Flagey, what I saw, intentionally fouled Full Wally because she stripped her. Great move, because she's going to get a layup right there. And then some jawing went on with her and another player. And then the next thing I know, Cardoza just waylaid her. And so I ran because somebody came out of the stands. I think it was Flagey's brother trying to keep him, you know, from doing anything crazy. But that was all I know. I can't tell you from my bench how many left the court. Obviously, they saw it on film and said everybody had to go. And then I think one player for South Carolina didn't leave the bench. But my question is, I don't really know the rules. Why weren't the coaches tossed if they left the bench? Wouldn't that be a hell of an ending? But I guess it's just the players that leave the bench area. I don't know. It's ugly. It's not good. No one wants to be a part of that. No one wants to see that ugliness. But I can tell you this. I wish she would have pushed Angel Reese.
Love it.
Don't push a kid. You 6'8". Don't push somebody that little. That was uncalled for, in my opinion. Let those two girls that were jawing, let them go at it.
Yeah. So with that, I wanted to play that simply because of this. She's the only one that got it. Dawn Staley was politically correct today. She said the right things about, oh, you don't necessarily need this. You don't necessarily. Nobody wants to be a part of this. Nobody wants to be a part of that. I guarantee you every part of my soul that Dawn Staley was telling her guys in practice and everything else, you better get every damn loose ball that you can. You play through them. You don't play with them. Clemson played South Carolina and they played with them. They lost by 60 freaking points. I tell you that because to be at the level that South Carolina is, or to be the defending champion like LSU is, you play through people. You don't play with them. And yeah, the center for South Carolina, she decked that girl. She ended up having her lip busted. All of that stuff. Yeah, it is. You don't want to see people fighting. But on the other hand, at that level, they're playing for the SEC title. They've crowned one SEC champion a year. I don't have a problem with them. I don't want to see blood sport. But hey, if you're going to box somebody out and you knock them out, then that's part of the game. I don't think you should fight. But I mean, if it's within the spirit of the game, yeah. Didn't have a problem with it. Didn't have a problem with it. Some comments over there. Randall says that Mulkey's the best coach in women's basketball. You know, I think it's Dawn Staley, and then Mulkey's like 1B, 1C. Dawn Staley's had some teams in the tournament. Dawn Staley should have two more national championship rings. I believe that with the talent that she's had. But Mulkey comes in. I think she was at the coach of Baylor before this, but her outfit, Big Barney Ross said it right. She looks like Ric Flair in the outfit with the boa arms and all that. what an absolute showman she is. But I agree with what she said. One foul called on each team in the fourth quarter. The officials had just as much to do with this as anybody else. And they were letting, you know, you can have this whole thing of let them play and stuff like that. You got to call something, though. Something. I don't know. Anyway, getting back to teams you hate. South Carolina fans hate the LSU folks. The LSU folks, I've got some of them in my Twitter feed, and they don't like South Carolina right now. Oof. Oof, what a mess. Virtual Jackpot was watching the game, too. When you seen the fight, were you going to jump across the stands? What were you going to do?
I want to break his fucking neck.
Exactly, Virtual Jackpot. Calm down, brother. Calm down. All right, if you want to join the show, you can. David says Cardoso's lip was busted before the melee. The comrade joins the show this evening and says, win the fight and win the title, 16 straight over LSU. Hey, you know what? I'm not going to sit here and be one of these dopes, be like a Gamecock football fan and talk about, well, this happened, that happened. No, it's not like that. South Carolina completely owns LSU. LSU has that national title, but I think there's a part of LSU fans where they're like, you know what? South Carolina got eliminated in the semifinal last year, and if they would have had a shot to play LSU, maybe that national title. I mean, you won the national title, but did you beat South Carolina? That's kind of where it's at from right now. But, hey, they won the national title. We don't argue with hardware on the show. Elijah says, being a Tennessee fan from Georgia, I hate UGA. Fair enough. One other thing there with what the comrade said, win the fight and win the title. Yeah, you had a 6'8 girl knocking down a, you know, a 5'10 girl. Congratulations. This is a bullshit move from Cardoso. That's why they closed off the locker rooms. I'm glad they threw everybody out, too. Don't leave the bench. Stupid. Papa B, if you don't like what we're talking about, sir, head on out. We could talk about how Mississippi State got beat by South Carolina yesterday. You want to talk about that? How South Carolina went in with a team of nobodies and a coach that not very many people knew about and beat you at the hump. We could talk about that. We could talk about how Mississippi State is a shell of the program they used to be under, what was it, Stansberry? We can talk about that if you want. Or we could talk about the biggest story in the sports world right now, like the melee up in Greenville. Yep. It's not an airplane, man. You don't have to tell us when you're leaving. Debreski says, don't start what you can't finish. Fair enough. Billy, welcome to the program.
Hey.
What's up, buddy? How are you?
Yeah, the refs let this game get out of control. They should have had it. Yeah. Had it, the chippiness started in the first quarter.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah,
I blame the refs, too.
Well, I mean, but, look, when Coach Mulkey says that, I mean, she's probably forgotten more about basketball than I'll ever learn, but I can look at a stat sheet. And I can see the same thing. One foul on each team.
Yeah.
Going into
the rest lets us get out of control.
Yeah, absolutely right.
They could control.
Control the game a little bit. Yeah.
Now, from what I understand, correct me if I'm wrong, anybody in the comments, as what they were talking about on TV.
Yeah.
South Carolina's going to have one substitute on the bench because they don't get to play next game, the ones that were ejected.
No,
Cardoso's not playing.
No. Listen, so they came back and fixed that. The only one who cannot play is Cardoso. Everybody else can play. Okay. So it'll just be Cardoso. But to be completely honest with you, South Carolina is going to be the number one overall seed in the NCAA tournament. Right. They're going to get the worst 16 seed in the country. They'll blow them out with five players. I mean, it won't even be close.
Well, I was thinking if they had one, don't get in foul trouble.
Yeah.
5-on-4 isn't a very good look. That's what I was talking about.
South Carolina against East Tennessee, Mississippi Community College, who they're going to get in the first round. So
there's a reason a lot of these D1 schools won't play small schools, especially men. Especially men.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Dawn Staley played, she had a tour of, she played a bunch of the HBCUs in the the preseason. So that was kind of good.
Share some money, share the wealth. That's fine. Mm-hmm. But I watched that game today and I was with Gamecock Chuck and Jordan Dillmaker. And I've never seen that like anything like that in 69 years of my life. That was,
well, I mean, it was like, I mean, it was abrupt. It was abrupt.
Well, I told Gamecock Chuck, I don't ever want to hear anything about Tennessee fans throwing mustard bottles ever again. Nobody ran on the field and decked anybody. So, but I don't ever want to hear about mustard bottles again.
Well, that's not really fair because it ended up being an LSU fan that did that. So there's
Yeah. But did you see the guy? As later on from the end view, the guy in the big heavyset guy with the white coat, he come running out on the floor down there, act like he was somebody.
What did he see? Some donuts at midcourt? What the hell happened?
I don't know, but it was unbelievable. So it was wow. And all along are these ejections. I'm thinking, how many of these people are going to be permanently ejected? You know, so.
Well, I knew that Cardoso was going to be ejected for what she did.
Yeah.
But it's comical to me for South Carolina fans to call the LSU folks thugs when they basically play the same kind of basketball.
Yep.
I mean, let's just be honest. It's about.
Don't matter, whip your sawdust.
I know. I gave you one earlier. My son checks in. But anyway, they play the exact same kind of basketball. They try to out-physical you, play tough defense, and then go from there. So for them to run their mouths was
so. Well, let's talk about last night's game, because we was discussing it today with Gamecock Chuck and Jordan Dealmaker. Tennessee left this person unguarded. She has not made a three all year. Why would you guard somebody standing on the top of the key that's never made a three?
I think that Tennessee had let that Cardoso shoot that shot. Is if she beats us, she beats us. You tip your hat. We're not going to get beat by somebody else. So yeah. I don't really have a problem with that. The fact that Tennessee hung with them, and you know, it comes back to what I talked about earlier. You know, there aren't very many teams that can hang with South Carolina because they don't have the depth to do it. If you can hang with them for, you know, 3.9 quarters and you're winning there, that's almost a win anyway. I mean, they just beat them at the buzzer. So,
yeah. But like I said, they was talking about they should have covered her up. You know, nah.
The hell?
She ain't made a three all year. She ain't made a three all year.
I bet if you gave her 10 shots, she might hit two of them.
Well, she ain't made one all year. She hadn't even taken one.
They don't have any film for taking hitting one. So
right. So you cover up.
Who Devin says they had a foul to give. Terrible coaching from Kelly Harper. I don't remember that. You may have been right on that.
Yeah,
they had a foul to give. They should have fouled when they came in. But the way the refs have been in this tournament, they haven't been calling everything anyway. So you know, you could theoretically foul and not get that call anyway.
You're right.
Well, that may have been what Harper was thinking. Not that I'm defending her.
All right. All right. And one more point.
Sure.
And I looked this up. Caitlin Clark is amazing. She's the leader in points scored in present day basketball. No doubt.
Mm-hmm.
But we're kind of talking apples to oranges in the fact that someone calculated, and you can Google it, if there was a three for Pistol Pete, his average would have been 57 points a game.
Well, I don't like a lot of people are trying to mock Clark for the game that she plays.
Oh, I mean, she's a great shooter.
She's a great player, but the whole thing is that, you know, records sometimes are silly.
Yep.
And I think it's odd to try to say, hey, She scored more points than Pistol Pete Maravich, but yeah, you didn't have the 3-point line there for Maravich. And then someone went back, and if you're a relatively intelligent individual, you should just know, look, they were both guards. They're both out trying to shoot the ball.
All right.
And of course you don't have the 3-point line. You don't have to go and do all of this research and be like, and try to diminish what that young lady has done.
Oh no.
It's just stupid. I'll tell you what, the only thing I think that she has done that's kind of wrong, she'll make more money in NIL if she stayed in college than if she goes to the NBA.
Exactly.
I wish someone would tell her, hey, you can make, you know, $3 million going back to school for a year.
And you don't have to go to class.
That's the thing. She's already graduated. She's got her degree.
Yeah.
That's the other thing. So it's not like, you know, she's some basketball player for, you know, North Carolina, where they don't give degrees. She's got her degree.
All right.
The all-time leading scorer in college history. I mean, I guess she wants a different challenge, but $3 million to go back and take graduate classes. Why not?
And basically now she's got to prove herself all over again.
I think right now, though, and this is the most we've talked about women's hoops in the history of this show, by the way.
Right.
But a lot of the best women's players are in college. When they go off to the WNBA, it's like no one gives a shit. I'm serious. And it's sad because Angel Reese, who played today, that woman's a walking double-double with points and rebounds every game.
Right.
She's going to graduate. She's going to go to the WNBA, and nobody's going to know where she plays.
Right.
Unless you play for the Aces or the Liberty, nobody gets to see you play.
Right.
And it's
then Barkley and Shaq was talking about the same thing, and both of them agreed they made more money at Auburn for Barkley and Shaq for LSU than they did their first year in the NBA. He said they made more money their senior year in college.
Right. Well, but that's like the max rookie contract is like, what, $117,000?
Yeah.
Not that that's anything to sneeze at, but if I could just play basketball and make $3 million.
Yeah, for them to come on national TV and
admit
what we all knew over the years before. But and see,
I was talking with someone about this, too. The reason that the WNBA doesn't draw a lot of eyes is because the WNBA game isn't as nearly as competitive as that South Carolina LSU game that you watched today.
Oh yeah, it'd be interesting to see
those girls were out there trying to kill each other today. They wanted that title. The WNBA, they're just kind of okay.
All right, Rob, I'm gonna let you go. Thank you.
Appreciate it, man. Thanks a lot.
Bye-bye.
All right, there you go. Billy didn't talk to us about the Tennessee loss to Kentucky. I guess that
you want me to talk about it? I can talk about it.
You want to talk about that before you go? Because I text with Big Barney Ross yesterday, and we were like, you know, Kentucky could win this game.
Sure.
Why not? If you have a player, it was an eight and a half point dog.
60
in that game. So
if you have a team that hits 50% or more of their threes, especially that Shepherd kid who almost hit 60% of his threes, and you do that, you're supposed to win. And hats off Kentucky.
Mm-hmm.
Look how many threes they made. They hit theirs, and Tennessee didn't. That was the difference of the game. Live by the three, die by the three. And we're fixed to watch this in the field of 64, because there are some teams that live by the three and die by the three. I'm not mentioning any names, but it's you better hit your threes.
I agree with you on that, but I think when it comes down to the NCAA tournament time, it's how many upperclassmen do you got and how good is your guard play?
Well,
you know, because if you have really good guard play and you got some guys that can bang up front, you can win some games. In my opinion, so
that Shepherd kid was on fire last night, and he nailed it. And to your point, the teams that advance, and you mark this down, having coached basketball, the point guard will be the difference. And you can go back every year for the last 20 years. Whoever the team that won the Natty, they had a great point guard.
Well, I think Connecticut right now. I mean, they look so strong, you know.
I can't think of his name. The point guard for them was unbelievable.
The point guard, they have great point guard play. And to see somebody beating them is, I got nothing for you when it comes to that. I mean, they're too strong across the board. But, yeah, it's with that matchup last night, I mean, you know, the line on that was, you know, Kentucky's almost a 9-point dog. What's going on with that?
And, so did Kentucky win the SEC regular season?
No.
Oh, they
no,
did?
No, well, they damn. Did. Like, they went into Tennessee and hung an L on y'all. And
let they did. Yeah, they did. They beat the fourth-ranked team in the nation.
Hmm.
They beat. So that might have made Tennessee slide from a one seed to a two seed. I don't know.
I still think Tennessee gets a one seed depending on – it depends on the tournament. If they win a couple games in the tournament, if they make the SEC final – they'll be a one seed.
Yeah. And I said last week when South Carolina hung close to Tennessee, mark my word, tomorrow you'll see South Carolina move up a spot or two in the AP. They'll move up. And so will Kentucky, obviously.
Well.
But even a loss is not a good loss, but as far as AP rankings and the fact South Carolina might have moved up in the brackets a spot or two. So there are good losses, I guess, if you can say that. Anyway, I'll let you go. Bye-bye.
Appreciate it, man. All right, Randall says, is it fair to say South Carolina is a basketball school? No, I don't think so. I think South Carolina is a baseball school, to be honest with you. You can go with basketball on the women's front, but, I mean, pretty much every year you can guarantee that Gamecock baseball team is going to be in the hunt for at least a regional, you know? Gamecock people want it to be a football school, but they're never going to be a football school. They're not. I don't know you know, they may be good for a couple years, but then down there, it's like, eh. But on a consistent basis, I think they're a baseball school. We can definitely talk about that too. All right, link to join the show is over there. By the way, you need to join the Callaway's Bracket Challenge. post a link over here for that. Get into our Bracket Challenge. It's $20, and the winner will get the pot. It's basically the way it boils down to. So here is the link for that. Someone sent me a message last night asking if it was still or too late. No, I mean, we're a week away from Selection Sunday, so you can join the Callaway's Bracket Challenge up until Selection Sunday. Sir Uga Jackpot is off this evening, but he will be back. All right. go over the I did talk about the ladies' brawl at the end of the game. If you want to go back and check that out later on, it'll be up there. I do want to talk a minute about Clemson last night losing to Wake Forest. And the one stat from that game that really, really got me, one stat from that game was PJ Hall is a 6'11" all ACC player. He's going to be an all ACC first team player. He had one rebound. How in the blue hell are you 6'11" an all ACC player and you get one rebound in a game? He wasn't injured. Wasn't any of that. He just didn't get a rebound. Now, that could come down to one or two things. Either effort, which Hall plays hard, so I don't think it's that. But I also think it has a little bit to do with the coaching. Just a little bit. For some reason, Brownell has got, they run at least three plays a game where you're almost seven-foot centers out there shooting threes. What in the blue hell is that all about? Randall asked, how many minutes did he play? Let me pull that up really quick, and I'll tell you. Because that was one rebound in, make sure I give you the exact stat here, because it was, let's see here, PJ Hall's line on the night. Hall played 35 minutes. He finished with 18 points. Three turnovers, five fouls, four assists, and three steals.
Okay, I'll go back and look at it,
Mother. And one rebound. That's it. That is it. The story about Clemson suing the ACC, I don't know. I don't know anything about that. I mean, I've heard rumors about that, but I think everybody's going to try to sue the ACC to get out of their the rights deal. We'll see how that goes. Peg and Megan says, speaking of Clemson, has Samantha Brown tested positive for steroids yet? I don't know. Are you guys actually testing the drivers that drive your folks around so that, you know, there's not any issues with speeding and alcohol at Georgia? Talk about that before you come talking about steroids with someone that your coaching staff wanted, but he's just like, nah, I don't want to go to that shit school. Bring the number over here if you want a number. We'll bring the, oh, that's not the number. That's actual for the bracket challenge. Put the comment over here. So there's that too, by the way. And if you look at some of the players that have whiffed from Georgia and went to Clemson, I mean, we could talk about Sean Watson. I mean, yeah, he told Georgia to go to hell. So there's that too. Who was it out? There was another one. Was it, where was Trevor Lawrence was from somewhere, wasn't he? I think he was from Georgia. He's like, yeah, I'm not going there. Where did he play in high school? Let's see here. Yeah. Where did he go? Cartersville High School. Where is? Oh, that's in Georgia. That's in Georgia. He just went. Well, and he knew what everybody knows. If you want to be developed as a quarterback, you don't go to Georgia. Kirby Smart's won a hell of a lot of games, but do you really want to be a quarterback and go there? I mean, think about it. He put out there, in the words of Peg and Megan, a dwarf to play quarterback. And they won with him. I'll give you that. But it's not like they're developing anybody. All right. Link is in the description over there if you'd like to join the program. What do you want to talk about AJ Green? He didn't want to go to Clemson. I mean, that was like, you know, almost a decade ago, 2 decades ago now. So, yeah, Matt Stafford, did he win national titles at Georgia? No, he didn't. He didn't do that. So Brandon says quarterbacks want to go to schools like Tennessee. Is Tennessee now a quarterback school? That's a good question. I don't know. I don't know about that. I mean, you may want to go there so you can put up numbers in that gimmick offense. But as far as, hey, I'm just going to go here and be developed as a quarterback, I don't know how that's going to work. Papa B says, begging Megan with the Beamer limp wrist profile pic. Oh, my goodness. I didn't see his new profile pic. I'm surprised Peg and Megan's up this late. Normally, he says he goes to bed with the chickens. Like 7:30 at night, he says he's in bed. So there's that. All right, if you guys want to join the program, there's the link. I'll put it over here one more time. We were talking about teams you hate. The Connor Shaw teams at South Carolina, where on paper Clemson had good teams, went in there with Sammy Watkins and bad play calling and stuff like that, ended up screwing them over. But there were, like, I remember the one game where Clemson would get South Carolina in 3rd and 8, 3rd and 9, and Shaw would just say, oh, screw it, I'm going to run up down the field and get the first down and keep the offense off the field. I hated those teams. Couldn't stand them. Could not stand them. Jay wants to know if he needs to go grab Jackpot from the Jack Shack. Jackpot's working this evening, brother. You can go and he put out a video on the quarter zips going in and winning over Mississippi State, if you want to get into that. Big Barney Ross says, Lane Kiffin has hired the university's acting department to help the players develop on a better flop. Very good. Brandon says, Nico will win a Heisman. You can bet the hair on your ass. I mean, look, winning the Heisman isn't easy. Go ask Peyton Manning about that, you Tennessee folks. You got to have – it's real ballsy to put out there, hey, this guy's going to win a Heisman, and he hasn't even been a starter for a year yet. You know, that's kind of – yeah. Yeah. I don't think that's kind of fair. Nico may end up being a great quarterback, but man, y'all are putting a lot of pressure on him. I mean, a lot. Y'all are thinking he's going to win the Heisman. And, you know, he hasn't even played a full season yet. All right. So we talked about the stuff with Mulkey, and we talked about the stuff with Cardozo is going to be out for South Carolina's first bit of the playoffs. Or the tournament. South Carolina, by the way, I think they ended up as, I got to look at the SEC bracket. I think Clemson finished up as the 6th seed in the ACC. But when you look at, let's see here. Let's see if the bracket's up here. Bring it up really quick here. The bracket. South Carolina will play. They have the early game in the – they'll get the mid game. Game 4 against the winner of Arkansas and Vanderbilt. So South Carolina will not play until Thursday. So they missed the double by just a little bit. But South Carolina, on the other hand, let's see here. Or Clemson, on the other hand. Clemson finished. Let's see here. Where's the bracket? I had the ball. There it is. So Clemson has stumbled their way into the ACC tournament, and Clemson gets, they're the sixth seed. They'll play the winner of Boston College and Miami on what, Wednesday night at 9:30. So like right when this show goes on, there you go. Peng and Megan says, Rob's bragging on quarterbacks from 10 years ago. Meanwhile, UGA owns Clemson. Well, once again, Trevor Lawrence played in what, 2019, 2020? That was like 4 years ago. So as a Georgia fan, I don't expect you to understand math. Math is hard. Sir Uga says, is Big Barty Ross sending Jackpot some Roy Biv ornaments for his Easter tree? I don't know what that is. Nathan Medlin... Let's see here. The comrade says, Nathan Mellon, someone's upset because the entire sports world is talking about women's college basketball. I mean, it's the biggest trending story in sports today. So it's not like that. Clemson's final basketball record, what'd they finish? It was, I think they were like 21-10, something like that. They had losses on the season that make no sense. Lost to Georgia Tech. That was stupid. Lost to Wake Forest. I mean, they just had games on the schedule. They had no business losing. The Notre Dame game they lost. What a mess. Anyway. Peg and Megan says, wasn't talking about that ugly woman who peaked as a freshman. Yeah, I mean, if you want to throw rocks at Trevor Lawrence, that's okay. It's fine. Trevor Lawrence is a hell of a quarterback. Nathan says he can't wait for the softball World Series. I know that. Nathan's probably one of those. Nathan's my buddy. He probably goes out and plays softball. He's probably the catcher back there. I don't see him out there actually running down fly ball. That's not happening. So, anyway, we were talking about other teams that you don't like. You want to put yours over in the comment section. We can go with that. Jack probably back with us on Wednesday. Marty says, who do you think is a surprise team heading into the NCAA tournament? The Mountain West. Go and watch Boise State, teams like that. Those are going to be teams that a lot of East Coast folks don't know much about, but they're going to win some games. So go and check them out. Nathan says he's holding down the bag at first. Limited running. Very good, sir. Alabama. I don't know if Ohio State's going to make the tournament. We'll see. Alabama runs that weird system, sort of like all Auburn does. And I don't know if that system's going to win you a title. Really don't. So, but we shall see. I like Auburn with the big man they've got in the middle. What did Jackpot call that big man? That lit them up when they beat the Gamecocks by like 40. I don't know, the old bearded guy down in the middle in the paint. But, yeah, they're really good in some spots. But then they play other teams and they don't. You know, from the SEC, you know, you got to look at Tennessee as kind of your favorite coming out that I think could win, go to the Sweet 16, maybe farther. From the ACC, I like Armando Bacot. And North Carolina, Duke is a fraud. They're not going to win anything. They don't play the defense that they used to play, and I don't see them doing much. Nicholas says, Kentucky go to the Final Four or be eliminated in the first game. Yeah. That Kentucky team is frustrating because they got so much talent, so much talent. And they look like one of those sneaky Kentucky teams that you look up and they're in the Elite Eight and you're like, how the hell did this happen? They look like It looked like hell in January, you know? Nicholas says Tennessee will make the Sweet 16. You're probably right about that. They probably will. I do think it's a Final Four year or bust for them. I mean, because they've got all the keys there, you know? I like Connect and the way that they play. Tennessee rebounds pretty well, too. But, I mean, I look for a team like Connecticut to do their thing. And I like the Mountain West teams to really make some noise there. All right, if you'd like to join the show, have at it. Love to have you. I'll put the link over there. Jackpot is going to be back with us on Wednesday. So, yeah, Uncle Lou says Tennessee making a Final Four. I don't see that happening. I think it's a boom or bust year for them. Because Rick Barnes has to be held accountable for some, you know, hey, why have you not made the Final Four with some of the teams that you've had? So, but remember, last season you had what? Florida Atlantic and San Diego State in the Final Four. I think it was like only 4% of the brackets had either one of them there. So there's that when you come down to picking your bracket. All right, link will be over here. If you want to join us, as I said, Clemson will play the winner of what, Boston College and Georgia Tech, I think is what I said. No, Boston College and Miami on Wednesday night. South Carolina will get the winner of Arkansas and Vanderbilt. By the way, Missouri didn't win a conference game. How the hell does that happen? Uncle Lou with some comments here. He thinks Purdue can give UConn a game. Purdue doesn't do well in the tournament. They have to shake that tournament monkey there. Houston could play with them too, but they seem to always. Man, Houston beat the holy hell out of Kansas yesterday. Bill Self was trying to cheat at the half. We need more players. Why are these kids from Houston beating us stupid? Anyway, all right, link is in the description if you guys would like to join the show. If you want to talk about the tussle today, I think they handled it correctly. But I think that South Carolina fans calling LSU thugs and LSU calling South Carolina thugs is pretty funny. Pretty funny. Papa B says someone needs to check on Rob has an SEC bias. He was on the show the other night. He was on the show for a minute. Sir Ruga says Houston's the number one seed, they won't win. You're probably right. Brock says better be a thug and a winner than to be a complete losers like the players on Clemson's women's basketball team. Yeah. Look, you know, Coach Butler up there, she's trying, but she just, I mean, she's running out three quality players and a couple of players that should be playing at like Coastal. She's got to get some more depth up there, but yeah. Anyway, yeah, interesting stuff down there up in Greenville today. Sir Uga says he'll bet Uncle Lou $50 that Houston doesn't win the tourney. See, that's the problem. Uncle Lou didn't say that Houston could win the tourney. He said they could give Connecticut a good game. That's not winning the tournament. You know? Pretty funny when stuff like that comes out. Like, oh, you said they were going to. No, that's not what he said. He said he thought that they could. They could give Connecticut a game. I don't think Houston's going to win either. All right, final call for folks to join the program as we're going to get out of here in a moment. Be sure to get into the Callaway's Bracket Challenge. I posted the link for that, $20. Uncle Lou with his retort. You want me to take one team versus the field at even money? No, dummy. Yeah, I mean, if you made me pick my four teams, I'd probably go the three, you know, with Connecticut, Houston, and Purdue. I mean, I couldn't put Purdue in there. I'd have to go a different route. I just think they're gonna fall on their face eventually. I'd probably take those two if you told me I had to. I think those two have a realistic shot of winning the whole thing. Arizona's projected as a number two seed. Florida in the tournament. Well, Florida lost to Vanderbilt the other day. Like, how does that happen? You know, I don't know if Florida even, if they got Florida projected to go in there. I don't know. David's laughing at Gonzaga. I wouldn't laugh at Gonzaga. I don't think they're going to win the tournament, but people that are taking them lightly, I mean, they're like 25-6 or something. They're, go ask Kentucky about Gonzaga. They'll tip their hat. They know. What was the other team that I was thinking about? Gonzaga's another team. The Gales out in their conference, St. Mary's, they're really good too. They're a good basketball team, but not very many people watch that. Papa B says Missouri football is quietly becoming a powerhouse while we weren't paying attention. I mean, are they a powerhouse? Because what makes them a powerhouse? I don't know. I don't know. I mean, Missouri had one good season. I think a lot of people overlook the good players on their defense. They got two guys that are projected to be first-round picks in the draft. So there's that. Brock says, Detroit is a city of dreams if your dreams involve getting robbed, shot, or disemboweled. Okay, then. I don't know why we're crapping on Detroit tonight. So, yeah, the Creighton Blue Jays. Big Barney Ross off the top rope there with the Creighton Blue Jays. Yeah, there's – when we do our full bracket picks, I'll give you my stuff, but I like Boise State in the Mountain West. I think they'll win probably two games and shock someone. College of Charleston might be in the tournament too. They might be interesting. So there's that. Eli always seems to pull a rabbit out of that hat in the portal. Yeah, he does. I mean, no one knew who the hell Schrader was, to be honest with you. So there's that. That's a good point. But I don't think that Missouri is a dominant team right now by any stretch of the imagination. Brock says, how far do you think Clemson will make it into March? It depends on the matchups. I mean, Clemson's got some good guys up front in Scheffler and Hall. And I mentioned guard play. They've got Gerard, who is like one. I mean, he's one of the best free throw shooters in the country at like 98%. And, you know, he shoots at one of the best as far as the three-point shooters. But as far as coming out an actual really good point guard play, Clemson doesn't have it. Doesn't have it. They could win three games in the tournament depending upon the matchup, but they could also get bounced in the first round and no one would know. No one would see it coming, to be honest with you. They just reek of St. Peter's can beat them, or, you know, Princeton can beat them. Seriously. Saruga says Clemson can't even win a bass tournament on Lake Hartwell in March. That's nothing for you on that. Randall says Missouri had a donor donate $60 million a few months ago. Yeah, some people have that kind of money. They can do that. I don't know. I guess Missouri's having a hard time right now. I was listening to the Mazodcast the other day when I was doing the grocery shopping, and they, like, their AD decided, I'm going to leave Mizzou, which is a program that just won the Cotton Bowl over Ohio State. I'm going to leave there, and I'm going to go to Arizona and be the AD. So, yeah, I know we just got a $60 million donation, but I'm going to leave here and go there. That tells you that something's something under the surface is not very good right now for the Missouri program. Celine's Pants joins the chat. Hello, Celine's Pants. Nicholas says he's so poor he can't donate $60. Okay. That's whatever you need, to do there, brother. Good for you. Billy says Beamer below the radar with this year's portal. I mean, Shane Beamer's brought some guys in. I mean, you know, I'm curious. I don't know if they put the over and under out of it. I'm sure it's going to be about 5 for South Carolina. I stand by what I said. They're not going to win a game in October. I'll stand by that. It'll be the second year in a row that October is not the month of the Gamecock. But yeah, you know, we'll see how their season checks out. Plenty of time to look ahead into that. All right. So the next time we come together, Carolina Jackpot will be here with me on the show on Wednesday night. While that show is going on, we'll have Clemson playing either Miami or Boston College in the ACC tournament. Gamecocks open up the following day against either Arkansas or Vanderbilt. I think South Carolina beat both those teams handily, so we shall see. Brock likes the running. Yeah, I think that running back from South Carolina State is going to be the best of the lot as far as the running backs that you've got. So don't, you know, people are the part-time fan will talk about, oh, Rocket Sanders, this and that. Better watch the young man from South Carolina State. He is really, he wants to be there. No prima donna nonsense with him. All right, we'll be back at it on Wednesday. Thank you guys for checking us out. We'll see you later on.